One other thing, you mentioned the issue of 2 years. What was seen in Solo 1 in terms of the fraction of women who make it to 2 years on olaparib, and what are the reasons for discontinuation?
So of the women who discontinued prior to 2 years, the most common reason for discontinuation was progression.
Right.
Very few women discontinued because of adverse events. It was about
11%. 11%.
Came off for adverse events. Yeah. So if they came off on either arm, it was mainly for disease progression.
So what was the difference in people coming off therapy in placebo versus olaparib?
So at 2 years, we only had about 50% of patients on the olaparib arm.
Yeah, I mean, putting aside recurrence, I'm just saying if you put aside recurrence and look at the remaining patients who came off because of tolerability or whatever, how does the placebo versus olaparib compare?
11% olaparib and 3% in placebo, I think, something like that. Pretty low.
Wow.
But low in both arms.
That is really low. What were the reasons, in your mind, both from the data and also clinically, that people actually come off therapy? You know, the two things you hear the most about are cytopenias and GI problems. Is that what gets people to come off therapy or other stuff?
If they came off for treatment-related adverse events, most commonly it would have been anemia that was just sort of recalcitrant to dose modifications, which is really uncommon. It was maybe 3%. Some patients just chose to come off even though their side effects were what we would consider low grade. They just didn't like the fatigue or the low grade nausea. But that was also a very low percentage of patients. So it was uncommon. You know, you didn't have people coming off for thrombocytopenia or neutropenia. It was like anemia and then a smattering of patients that just had non-hematologic toxicities that were problematic.
You know, again, reflecting on other adjuvant trials, adjuvant chemo, you certainly see a lot worse numbers than what you're talking about.